Welcome back to day number 8 of Orcha Sadikim. We're on page 39, and now we have a special treat from Shlomo Melech, from King Solomon in Proverbs. Shlomo Melech says further, Ga me'alav yisnakir nar im zach v'im yosher po'alo. Zeh pasuk nemar. What does King Solomon says? An amazing thing. That even in his actions, may the youth be recognized whether his acts are pure and upright. So what is this pasuk referring to? Says the author here. Zeh pasuk ne'amar al havchanas ha'na'orim, that we can evaluate the traits of the youngsters from when they're young. Ki minu'ureim nikaru midosayim, from when they were young, you're able to discern their traits. Kemo shetira miktas ha'na'orim nireis behem midas busha. You're able to see that some of the younger children, they have the midah of busha, of shame. Umiktasan ha'azu, some people have chutzpah. Umiktasan notin al atavo, some people have incontrollable urges. Umiktasan notin al malos tovos, and others, other children, from their young years, you're able to see their tendencies. Some have great traits, great midos. Vida. Ki kol midos ha'odam ha'shatir bo bimei b'ha'bachrus v'ha'zikno, hein hoyu bimei ha'yaldus v'ha'shacharus. He says the traits that you see in elders, you could have seen those exact same traits in them when they were children. Ach bizmanahu lo hoyu bo koach l'har'osan v'la'havien l'deh ha'maseh. But sadly, when they were young, they didn't understand, they didn't discern in these traits, and they weren't able to bring them to their perfection, to bring it to maximize the traits. V'ana'orim asher grov alim ha'navlus. And those young children who grew up with great traits, but then they left their home, they went to school, they went out into the world, and those positive traits got covered up by a bunch of nonsense. Efsher sheyochel odom lahatikam el haderech hatova. It's possible that a person can make believe that those traits, ki heim nochem lekabel musar, because they're willing to accept, ve'ein bohem koach v'chochma lotzes v'livroch mitachas yadam yaser osam ve'im tzrichim lizbol. Says, but sometimes it gets covered by all that dirt and by that nonsense of the world, and they get confused, and they don't even realize that they ever had such good traits. They don't realize that really they were a Baal Chesed, they were really, really kind to others, and they were giving, and they were committed to serving the community, or whatever, any good trait you can imagine, and suddenly it became self-serving, and all it is how can I make the next buck, and how can I make more money, and it all becomes about perhaps not using their positive traits anymore, and then it's very, very hard to unravel and remove those negative piles of negative traits or negative influences that are now causing him tremendous pain. But now when you're older and you're a little bit more mature, you're able to see things with a different perspective perhaps, and you're able to clear away some of the blockades that were standing before a person making those corrections to their traits. Vehim domim letas kesef shahoya tamun bekarka vehela chaluda ova beorach hatmanaso tzorich oso hakesef miriko achar miriko. So imagine someone hid a silver tray buried underground, and it became very, very tarnished. Such silver requires polishing after polishing before it can regain its original luster. Ach, she yoshuv hakesef l'mareo hanoi, until it's able, ad she yoshuv hakesef l'mareo hanoi, until it's able to be restored to its original beauty. Kach ha'odom, asher holach lefi darko u'minhago, v'nishka b'imke hamidos ha'gruos. So a person who had nice traits, and then sadly got stuck, got trapped in the negative traits, Tzorach liltosh sichlo lahavdil bein atov ubein ara. He needs to really work hard to identify the positive and the negative and to separate between the two. Bein atamei ubein ator, between the impure and the pure. Really, he srag b'avodas Hashem and to serve Hashem and to be accustomed to the way of Hashem. Ach yu amidos atovos tvuos ukshuras belibo, until he's able to restore those midos back into his consciousness and into his repertoire of traits that are available for him to use and perfect himself. So what Shlomo HaMelech is telling us here is that, number one, a very important thing, and I remember asking my grandfather this. I asked him he was talking about in his Shmuzin, Reb Shlomo Volbe, my grandfather would say about how important it is for a person to identify their traits. And I asked him innocently, how do I identify those traits? He says, one of the ways you can identify those traits is actually a secret here that the Orach HaTzaddikim is telling us from Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei, which is if you look at your childhood, look at the way you acted in your childhood. When did you act when you have dispute? How did you act when you had conflict? How did you act when you were angry? How did you act in all of the different circumstances that you can recall? You can see your traits with purity. You can see how they were. And it could be that the older person gets, it gets covered up with all of this nonsense of the world and customs and things that you've learned from culture or from whatever it is, influences. And now those good traits get covered up. A person has to really think back and investigate, what are those positive traits that I possessed as a child? Because they're really there. They're hidden, though. And you're going to have to work hard to brush that silver to make it sparkle from all of the mold and all of the dirt that got covered up for years, but to bring about the beautiful you that's within you. And Hashem should help us all that we should succeed to do so. And Bez Hashem, next week we'll continue to the ninth part of the introduction of the Orach HaTzaddikim. Have a good night, everybody.